feel your best and amplify your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
The Burt Show.
So let's reset this, Carl. You are super, super, super proud of your 8-year-old daughter.
Every day, right? She makes me proud. And she's just so in tune with what's going on around her, you know, just more than I've ever seen an 8-year-old. And she's so ambitious. And what I mean by that is willing to do what she needs to do to make a change about what's going on around her. And she's asking all kind of questions. She's that one, Daddy, why? She asks why. So she's the one that you don't want to.
Sorry.
Why you play that?
Just tell me.
Why'd you play that right there?
Why?
But yeah, I was just saying that she's just really the ambitious type to really, you can't really tell her no and not give her a reason why. And not saying she doesn't stay in her place as a child, mm-hmm. but she's just real. She's that inquisitive, ambitious type. And she's done, man. She's like, as far as with the Haiti earthquake, I was just going to send money. Mm-hmm. You know, she was like, "Nah, Daddy, that's not enough. We're having a movement at school, so she wanted to bring clothes. She almost cleaned out the whole closet.
Is that right?
Oh yeah. Sweet. So I'm just proud of her, man. She's always just doing things like that, hands down.
Sometimes you think that your kids aren't paying attention, like they're just watching cartoons or they're doing their old thing. They pick up on everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Definitely. And like I was telling her earlier today, I mean earlier during the week, that she just makes me so proud, because just asking how she can make the difference is, I mean, it's rare to me. And, you know, and it kind of makes me kind of feel proud as a parent, and especially my wife, because really my wife is the one that's doing everything. I'm up here at work all day.
Just along for the ride.
Yeah, that's basically it, right? So I got to give her all the props, really.
Priya, how does that make you feel when your dad says he's so proud of you?
Go ahead, baby. Speak into the microphone. How does it make you feel? Make you feel good?
Microphones make kids be real quiet,
I know, right?
All the time.
And animals too.
But only for 24 hours. If we kept her in here for one day, then we wouldn't be able to get her out of the room.
It won't even be that long. As soon as I turn the mics off, we won't be able to get her to stop talking.
As soon as we leave the building, right?
So tell us once again, like, what happened at your house and why she started to write the letter, unless she wants to tell us.
You want to tell the story, baby? Okay, what I'll do is I'll tell the story and you read the letter, okay? All right, so last year we got our house broken into, and we actually moved and everything. So we've had some incidents in the neighborhood. We recently had a break-in in the new neighborhood that we're in now. And so she's been really just kind of asking questions, and I just found out that it was for a school assignment where she had to write a letter. Her letter was written about crime, so she's asking all these questions. I'm wondering what the questions are for. Mm-hmm. She's composing this letter. So I get to the house. My wife drops me a letter saying, this is what Priya wrote. I'm looking at it, and I'm just wild, really just like, wow. And I asked my wife, did you write any of this? You tell her about any of this? She was like, no. She asked the questions, and Priya wrote it all the way down.
Wow.
I mean, and she was real adamant about us mailing it, too.
So how did they feel after the first break-in? Like, how do you explain it to an 8-year-old?
It was
And still make them feel secure about what's going on.
I'm really just telling her that people steal.
Mm-hmm.
And because at one time, we were at the basketball court, and they took a kid took our ball. And that was like a real prime time for me to kind of explain that people steal and people do bad things. So mm-hmm. when they broke into the house, luckily we had somewhere to go. My wife took the kids and went to her mom's house. But but we had somewhere to go. So it wasn't like a scary incident for them. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really make it scary.
It wasn't like they were in the house when it happened.
Exactly. Right. So they were still at their grandmother's house. So they still felt comfortable during the situation. So it wasn't like a big, I'm scared situation. Mm-hmm. But when our neighbor got their house broken into, that was kind of more close to heart. They've already been through this before. The neighbor is a good friend of theirs that they play with all the time. So you know how kids talk amongst each other. Who knows what they were saying?
Right.
So it's just really on her mind now. So, and then when she wrote the letter, she mentioned some key points. She even mentioned when we got our car stolen when she was 1 year old. I said, how do you remember that?
Can't remember things that happened one day ago.
Exactly, right?
Priya, who is the letter to? Who did you write the letter to?
Who'd you write the letter to? Time to shine, baby.
All eyes on you. You just want to read the letter, huh? Okay, let's just do that. Right. I can't wait to hear it.
Make sure you speak it to the microphone and enunciate. Want me to help you read it? Let's start off together. All right.
Honey, believe you me, there's hardly anybody in school today. Nobody's listening to this show.
Yeah, know, right?
It's just the five of us.
It's just us.
Yeah.
Now, you know your friends are listening, too. The whole crew.
That's a way to take the pressure off. You got it, baby.
All right. Dear Mayor Reed,
please help stop crime in my community. Our homes are being burglarized. Children can't play outside. cars are being stolen. Mary, we need your help and quick. To begin with, our homes are being burglarized. For example, last year my house was broken into and they took all my mom's jewelry. Another example is Saturday someone robbed my friend's house and took 3 laptops. There are 72 break-ins in the 30331 area. To help?
Doing great.
Go ahead, baby. You're doing great. Go ahead.
We could put up security cameras in the neighborhood. Second of all, children can't play outside. They can't play outside because their parents don't feel safe.
Go ahead, Sugar. Keep going.
You're doing so awesome. Good.
You're almost
there. So good.
It's great.
About 2 more sentences, I'm going to vote for you for mayor.
Say also.
Also, kids can get.
Get what? Go ahead. Don't be scared. Also, kids can be killed.
They can't get hit by a car, too.
Okay.
I think we could put gates in the front of the neighborhood with a key to it.
Okay. Your last paragraph. Go ahead, Sugar. Doing real good.
Thirdly, cars are being stolen. For example, our car was stolen when I was a 1-year-old. People may also want to sell the car to make money. Also, people may need a way around. We should have more police patrol to solve this problem. Mary, crime has taken over in my community. Our homes are being ruined. Kids can't go outside and play. Cars are missing. I think that we should fight together to stop crime in my community.
Good job, girl.
That's
nice.
Awesome. What a great letter.
Really, really, really well.
Wow. That is an amazing letter.
I'll tell you what. You know what? The mayor could get 100 letters from adults, and that right there is the equivalent to 100 adult pieces of mail.
I have to be honest. I'm almost embarrassed because I don't know that I have ever written a letter.
Like to
a mayor,
a public official, or anything
to the
like
mayor.
That.
Really, I definitely have not.
I've always said that I was going to. Something upsets me. I'm going to write a letter.
Right.
That you never actually do it.
And that's the thing, man. I always talk about, hey, you want to make a change, kids? You got to start in your community. And she just said it right here in my community. Mm-hmm. And it's just like whatever you're saying to your kids, they're listening.
Uh huh.
And so if you're saying bad or good, they're definitely soaking it in. So that's just, I bear witness to that, hands down.
Priya, you did a great job.
So much knowledge.
Proud of you, girl. You got anything to say? You want to say anything to who's your friends of the sassy and classy crew? What's the name?
Can you say hi
to them? Sorry, the sweet and sassy crew. You want to say hi to them? Say hi to them. You want to say
quiet.
Hi?
She's quiet again. She said, I came in here to read the letter. Right. That's what I'm getting paid for. That's all I'm doing.
That was in my contract. No more than that. Hey, Angie, good morning. You're on
Q100. Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel like this child should not be having to go through this. My home was recently broken into, and I know what she feels. And for a child to be feeling what I feel, it's horrible. Mm-hmm. Something needs to be done to protect our children.
Well, like I said, I mean, one letter from a child to the mayor, that has a lot of impact. So who knows, you know?
And a new Doberman, right?
And a new Doberman doesn't hurt you.
Well, just so you guys know, I talked to the mayor's office on Friday, and Mayor Reed was going to try to be on with us this morning, but because we waited to the last minute, didn't know this was going to come up, his schedule couldn't do it, but he wants that letter, so...
He has a copy of it. If it's not, it's in the mail right now.
Well, we'll be sure it gets in front of him, okay, Priya? For
Good
sure
job,
he's going to read it, okay?
Great job,
Priya. You did fantastic.
We're all really proud of you.
I'm proud of you,
Good baby. Job.
You ever written a letter to the mayor, Carl?
Never.
Your baby girl's got you beat already.
The Burt Show.